Simon & Schuster Audio presents Words of Silk, A Classic Love Story by Sandra Brown. Read by Karen Ziemba.
The elevator was between floors when it came to a stop and the lights blinked out. There had been no warning, no grinding down of gears, no forecasting flicker of the lights. Nothing. 1 minute the cubicle had been moving on its silent descent. The next, its two occupants were engulfed in unrelieved black stillness. "Uh-oh," the man remarked. He was a New Yorker and accustomed to the practical jokes the city played on its citizens.
"Another blackout."
Lainey McLeod didn't comment. The man obviously expected her to say something. She could feel him turn and look toward her. But speech and movement were beyond her. She was paralyzed with fear. She rationalized, telling herself that it was her claustrophobia that made the situation so horrifying, that she would survive, that such stark terror was juvenile and bordered on the ridiculous. It didn't help.
"Are you all right?"
"No, I'm not all right," she wanted to scream at him, but her vocal cords were frozen. 8 well-manicured nails were digging into 2 sweating palms. She realized that her eyes were squeezed shut. But forcing them open made no difference. There was no light in the suffocating confines of the apartment building elevator. Her breath was rasping loudly. "Don't worry, it won't last long."